I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And let's talk about another event that's coming up. It's the 27th annual Mother's Day Truck Convoy benefiting Make-A-Wish. And we absolutely support this cause that's coming up Sunday, May 8th, 2016. And we want to talk more about it. In fact, the regional director from Make-A-Wish, Ben Lee, is here. Ben, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you very much, Eric. Happy to be here.
And we're going to talk more about this along with you is Chuck White from RoadPro. They're involved as a sponsor. Chuck, good to have you back on, sir. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
And let's talk about this, Ben, this event, 27th annual Mother's Day Truck Convoy. 27 times this will be now. What's it like going back in the history to the beginning? Share some experience with us here.
Well, I'd be happy to tell you a great story that happened 26 years ago. Make-A-Wish Foundation, in its infancy, when it was a young wish-granting charity, was given the opportunity to grant the wish of a local boy named Matt. And Matt had a very simple, heartwarming wish. Matt wanted to ride in the front of a truck and talk to his sister Heather on a CB radio. And you think about these kids who can literally wish for anything in the world. They can meet presidents and popes and travel across the world.
Right.
And Matt, who grew up in central PA, looked out his window and loved watching the trucks go by. Matt was a young boy, and a call went out to the trucking community. And what we've learned at Make-A-Wish is that truck drivers are generous people who love kids. And 42 trucks came out that first year. Matt sat in the front. Heather was in the very back of the convoy, and he talked to his sister on a CB radio.
Wow, how great is that?
It's a great story. But what happened the next year was even better. When 150 trucks came out the next year, word of mouth spread. People had a great time. And you talk about what happened in 26 years. So in 2015, last year, fast forward, 381 trucks, and that's about what we have most year. Millions of dollars raised, hundreds of wishes granted. It has become the Mother's Day event in Central PA.
Wow. You know, this is just terrific because it is something that I know a lot of drivers love to help folks out. This is a chance to help them out and be a part of something really, really big. I know our friends at RoadPro, Chuck, thank you for getting involved here as a sponsor. Why was it important at RoadPro to get involved with this event?
It was a natural fit, an amazingly perfect fit on three levels. One, our home is Lancaster, Pennsylvania, so we're a privately held company, and the family on the second level is a charitable stewardship company. So a third of all of our post-tax profits go directly to charitable ventures and very specifically tied to the idea that every child deserves the love and security of a family.
Yeah.
And so those two things, along with our, you know, our core audience, these pro truck drivers who give their time and their talents and their money toward it, it was just an obvious and perfect fit.
You were telling me off the air, Ben, that this is really a carnival-like atmosphere. Explain to us what happens on this day.
Sure. Far more than just a truck convoy itself. This is an event where thousands of folks from all over Central PA come out. It's Mother's Day, which I know when most people connect Mother's Day with truck convoy, it does seem like an unusual pairing.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, the giant auction, the incredible food that's donated, the clowns, the games, it is a spectacle to behold. You know, for a lot of people, they may not have a mother, or mom may live far away. And for a lot of people, they come out, they serve, they give money, they help out. And this is a way of saying, I love you, Mom. I'm doing this for you.
Yeah. You know, what a great thought to have on this day. And what a beautiful thing to do on Mother's Day, you know. How do drivers get involved? How do they actually be a part, become a part of this convoy?
Well, the drivers get involved by raising money and coming out and being a part. Last year, we had our top 30 fundraising drivers alone bring in $125,000.
Wow.
Which translates to a lot of wishes. That's just 30 drivers.
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you this year what we're doing with the Guinness record?
Please.
We are so excited. So the story is, the short version, back in 2003 and 2004, Make-A-Wish pursued the Guinness World Record for the world's longest truck convoy, and we had it at about 400 trucks. But what we didn't know was just that next November in 2004, a trucking company from the Netherlands in Europe ended up breaking our record. We didn't know that for 12 years. Nobody gave us the memo. So this last September, I called Guinness. We were shocked to find out we lost the record.
Oh.
And we knew two things right away. One, that a trucking world record belongs in America.
Yes.
And that, two, we wanted to take that record back to Lancaster County and
yes.
raise money to grant wishes.
Absolutely.
And so this year we're going for, well, 417 trucks would give us the world record, but we want to shatter it for a long time. So we're looking for 500 truck drivers, your listening audience, wherever they are on the road right now. Maybe they've got some time and space to make it to the middle of Pennsylvania on Mother's Day.
Yes, please get involved. So where do they go? What do they do? What's the website?
Sure, yeah. It's philadelphia.wish.org/convoy. If that feels like a mouthful, just Google Mother's Day Truck Convoy or Make a Wish, and you'll find your way there. Philadelphia.wish.org will get you right to the page. They can show up the day of if their schedule doesn't allow a lot of ahead of time planning.
Yeah, and you know, Chuck, I know that being a part of the trucking industry, there is a lot of that pride, you know, within the industry, which is all over North America, really, if you think about it. But you know, since you're based in Lancaster, PA, there also has to be with this event a lot of hometown pride, right?
There is absolutely, and local businesses. Who have trucks in their business, manufacturers. We happen to have several of our Road Pro, Road Warrior Club members. Henry Albert is a great member, and Tom Kirk, great men in this industry, happen to be on our team and the Make-A-Wish team. So it's just a great fit.
And what a great team. Those are great, solid members. What a great team right there with Road Pro. It's just terrific. Again, Ben, kudos to all you've accomplished in all these years. Kudos to everything that you folks do at Make-A-Wish. From all of us that look in from the outside and do what we can to help, we know that that legwork, that heavy lifting is done in that organization, and we greatly appreciate it.
Well, our pleasure. And reciprocating that gratitude back, we say thank you to the truck driving community. This event, these wishes, couldn't be granted without them.
Yeah, and hats off to Road Pro and the entire organization for getting involved here, Chuck. Thank you on behalf of the trucking industry for taking the lead in that regard.
It's in our heart. We're glad to be part of it.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.